Maybe you've had the experience of walking into a dark room and seeing a Christmas tree all lit up and decorated, and just, you know, having a kind of magical feeling about it. I don't know, it happens to me every year. It's sort of you walk up there and you look at the glowing lights and the glimmering ornaments, and you feel kind of transported in for a few moments. Maybe it's you're thinking about your childhood, but somehow it just seems like you can imagine that the future will only be good and only be full of beauty. And then, of course, reality hits. You know, you walk out of the room and you get back to your to-do list, and the pressure and the tension and the thought that you won't probably finish your to-do list sets in. And you get back to kind of the burdens of reality. In the Christmas story, the shepherds had burdens in their lives. They lived, actually, outside with the animals, so they probably didn't smell very good. And they were very much looked down upon in society. They were at the bottom of the socioeconomic pole. They were not trusted. Now, we're really not like the shepherds in that we're good people and we're respectable people and we smell good. But there is something deep down that tells us that we're not as good as we could be and not as good as we should be. And that begins to be a burden for us. And we can't really, on our own merit, claim to have God say that we are God's children. We can't really expect God to forgive us for the selfish deeds and the thoughtless words that we so often do and say. We can't really, based on our goodness, expect to live beyond this life. And that's where we are like the shepherds. Because just as the shepherds broke in, just as the angels broke in to the life of the shepherds, just as the helpful police officer came to the homeless men in the skit, so God breaks in to our burdened reality with a gift that we have neither expected nor deserved. And that is a new reality. A new way to look at ourselves, to look at each other, and to look to the future of the world. Because with this new reality that God offers us as a gift, we don't have to follow Santa's rules and measure ourselves according to the naughty and nice tally. We don't have to determine our value based on how successful we are or how productive we are, or how many people we please, or even if we please God. The only thing that we need to judge ourselves by is what God says. And because Christ was willing to be born into this hard world and live and die and rise again, this is what God says to each of us. God says, you, as you are, in your selfishness and frailty, you are my daughters, you are my sons, whom I love. That's the gift of Christmas. And just as the shepherds and the homeless men couldn't let that gift stay with them, so that reality, that new reality that we are given, gives us such peace and such joy, it bubbles up, and we need to share it. Francisco Ortega shared it. He was born a poor boy in Mexico, one of 10 children. But his parents wanted more for their children. So they turned their children over to the care of relatives, and his parents went to the United States to work to get enough money to give their children a good life. Well, Francisco went to live with his aunt, and he didn't understand why his parents were gone. He missed his mother terribly. He acted out. But there came a day when his aunt gave him a bath and put on an ironed white shirt and a little clip-on tie, and walked him outside to a car that was waiting, helped him in, and before he drove off, she tapped on the window. She threw him a kiss, and she said, "Go change the world." And in a few hours, Francisco had joined his parents in the U.S. Francisco is an adult now, but as he looks back on his life, one of the moments he's most proud of was when he was in college here in the United States, and a professor came up to him and said, "There are a few guys here who speak English only as a second language, and they're really having trouble. Will you tutor them?" And he did. And after some time, one of the students he tutored asked him out for a beer, and they sat at the restaurant, and suddenly the student grabbed Francisco's arm, and he said, "Thank you. I could not have made this without you." And Francisco, as he was walking back to the campus, had this flood of emotion come over him, and he wondered, "Why am I feeling this way?" And then he realized that he was a little non-English-speaking boy, a little immigrant boy who had come here, and he was teaching others to write. And he said, "That was the first time I felt I really belonged here." We really belong in the new reality that God has given us as a gift. This new way of looking at ourselves, at one another, this new hope for the future. And long after the Christmas trees are gone and the shimmering lights are just a memory, that hope for the future, that sense of peace and joy, we will still believe in that, not because of the glory of a Christmas tree, but because of what happened so long ago this night when a child was born, bringing us the unearned, unexpected, and wonderful love of God. Amen.